This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Wednesday, October 22nd. An Elizabethtown man is in jail after he allegedly robbed the Riegelwood Family Dollar at gunpoint Friday. Glenn Davis Bowen, age 66, was arrested on Monday. He was jailed after a cooperative effort between Columbus County deputies, the Bladen Sheriff's Office, and Elizabethtown Police. We have more on this story on our website. Deputies raided a Whiteville home on Thursday and made three arrests, along with seizing large quantities of opiates. Brandon Tyler Butler, his father Ricky Dale Butler, and Cameron Quattlebaum were arrested on charges ranging from trafficking in opiates to possession of a firearm by a felon. More than 11,000 people in Columbus County could lose food stamp benefits November 1st due to the federal government shutdown. Health Department Director Daniel Buck and Social Services Chief Duella Hall told commissioners Monday that the county is not allowed to fill that particular funding gap. Buck also noted that local food banks are largely dependent on funding from the USDA, which is also affected by the shutdown. In addition to the pending freeze on EBT benefits, the county is no longer accepting applications for housing assistance programs until the shutdown is over. Commissioners set a public hearing for November 3rd on a new county cell tower ordinance. Commissioners discussed the lack of coverage in some communities and expressed concern over property values being negatively affected by the placement of towers too close to home. Saturday is one of the biggest days of the year for Tabor City. In fact, it's going to be busy all the way across the county, folks, so just get your pen and paper out and plan out your day. In Tabor City on Saturday, it's the North Carolina Yam Festival. There's the street fair, music, food trucks, entertainment, a car show, and a parade at 10 o'clock, as well as the Kids Corner. At the Boys and Girls Home on Saturday, it will be classy cars and country cooking from 11 until 3 at the farm. It's free. There'll be a car show, food trucks, and lots of fun. Registration is from 9 to 11, and judging will be promptly at 11 o'clock. And it's being brought to you in part by Cars and Coffee of Elizabethtown. Those folks are always great for setting these events up. For car entries or vendor information, call 910-646-3083. New Life Community Church is going to host a special music and worship service Saturday at the Tractor Supply parking lot in Whiteville. There'll be free hot dogs starting at 5 p.m. and candy bags for the kids. Service starts at 6 p.m. Saturday is Lake Waccamaw Safe Night from 6 until 8 at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Now, if you're looking for trunk or treat, Halloween, or Harvest Festival events, we have a complete guide at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Trinity Baptist Church will have their Homecoming and Pastor Appreciation Day on Sunday. Services begin at 11 and lunch will follow. The church is located at 201 South Thompson Street in Whiteville. North Carolina Office of State Fire Marshal and the Columbus County Fire Marshal's Office have partnered with local fire departments to provide free smoke detectors to anyone who's in need. Contact your local fire department or the County Fire Marshal's Office for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.